Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Gary Marks Rosen. I'm here with Marvin Bowe, the owner of Skeensboro Brewing Company. This is a brewery that has been a beloved local spot for several years and recognized by USA Today, Marvin, as number one, number two, I forget the second best new brewery to open up in the United States. Marvin, that was just a couple of years.
Correct, yeah. Last year we got recognized as the number two brewery in the United States.
That is amazing and well-deserved. Congratulations. The company is excited. I think some of you already know this. To announce some big news, they're expanding. And we're going to be hearing from Marvin and talking with him about some of these plans for the future right after this very quick commercial break.
Get ready to tap into a world of flavor at the Delaware Beer Fest. Visit www.delawarebeerfest.com for a frothy experience you won't forget.
And we're back with Marvin Bowe from Skeensboro Brewing. Marvin, thanks for allowing me to come to your wonderful brewery and try some of your beers. I'm drinking a tremendous beer right now. You know, when I go out, I like to drink a lot of the low ABVs. What am I drinking right now? What
sure, you're drinking Silk City, which is one of our newest releases. It's a cream ale, and cream ales were designed to kind of compete with German lagers, so a very easy, refreshing, low ABV session beer.
Cream ales had such a negative reputation amongst craft brewers years ago, but now we're accepting them more, huh?
Yeah, well, just our approach to brewing in general has been more on the traditional side, showing that there can be what you would expect from large national houses, that we can build quality craft style versions of the more popular styles. And I agree with you. I think cream ales, they're a bit misleading because some people think that there's lactose or something in there, but really the cream ale represents a smooth drinking ale.
Customers at craft breweries, I believe anyway, are much more educated than they were going back, let's say, 10, 15 years ago. Do you find that here as well?
I do. In fact, I feel that those who tend to hang out at craft breweries are more beer enthusiasts than just simply drinking to get a buzz or something like that.
I personally, not that this matters to anyone, but I'm much more comfortable in a brewery than I am a bar.
Well, that's great. I mean,
in terms of drinking beer.
Yeah, I think the atmosphere is different. You know, I think bars are a lot of fun, and we've all had our fair share of times in bars. But there, I think there's a lot of different reasons. When it comes to manufacturing beer, you're kind of coming into someone's home and you're tasting their product, and there's a lot of pride, and so therefore there's a lot of conversation around that. At a bar, you know, it's more retail oriented, so it's more about about the entertainment and the experience than it is about this specific product.
Talking about expansion, you and I had some fun a few weeks ago when we kind of teased people in New Jersey, you know what we're talking about. We teased something that was going to be taking place for you. People didn't know it at the time. They guessed so many different breweries, and Skeensboro did not come up. But that was your what term do we use for this? Taking over, purchase?
That's right, acquisition.
Acquisition is the proper term, of a brewery in Collingswood.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about how that came about. And the
sure.
brewery was called?
Devil's Creek.
Devil's Creek, right, which had existed for a few years.
It did, about a little over 7 years.
Was it that long? I didn't realize it was even
yeah.
that long. And say what you will about it. I know there had been some issues going on. I've read several things on different sites, such as Reddit and a few other things.
Yeah, I can say for certainty they did take a lot of pride. You know, they went through a lot of effort to open up a brewery in Collingswood that benefited us. Of course.
Who initiated the discussion to acquire?
I approached the owners and. When I approached the owners, it was really not to be suggestive in any way. Mm-hmm. I just saw opportunity there. I thought it was a magnificent location. I visited it quite some time, and it was kind of built and integrated into a building that I knew if it was ever taken out of that building, it'd be really hard to put it back in. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out probably 2 years ago, just as a courtesy to say, hey, if anything ever changes, I don't know what your story is, and I'm not looking to pry, but if you're ever interested, we'd be willing to talk to you about, possibly taking over the location. And then it went away, and then 2 years later, due to some shared employees that we had, I heard that they may be interested in in selling. So I reached out proactively and asked if they'd be willing to discuss, which they did. We signed an NDA. We went through the details. And really, the whole process only took about 2 months. So it was they were motivated. We went exactly what they were looking for. We were able to negotiate well, and we weren't looking to take over the brand. We were actually, I guess in a technical sense, it was a equipment acquisition because we were bringing our own recipes, our own brand, etc. And we've been moving really quick. I know a lot of anticipation, but we technically didn't come into the space until January 1.
Right.
And we're just about wrapping up construction. By the end of April, we should be completely through all of the requirements from a construction standpoint. And then our goal is to be open sometime middle May to possibly 1st of June.
Okay, because this is great, because we're in early May right now, as you know. And so within the next couple of weeks to a month or so, we can. Best thing to do is to check the website, right? Your website?
That's right, yeah.
Which is SwedesboroBrewing.com.
Yep, and there's also RaccoonTaproom.com as well.
Okay, I didn't know that. Raccoon Taproom. So it's going to have its own distinct identity, right?
That's correct. So we were very.
People invariably are going to go to SwedesboroBrewing.com.
They will, and they should. That is our parent company. And we just wanted, we were sensitive to the fact that we're moving into a new town, and we want to embrace the town, and we want the town to embrace us. So we didn't feel putting a big sign that says Swedesboro in Collingswood would be the most appropriate.
Valid.
So we strategized, and our mascot, Hoppy, which is a raccoon, was a great jumping off platform. And so we have the location, it's called the Raccoon Tap Room. So there's a little alliteration there, but it's a Swedesboro Brewing Company. So you see in small letters, Swedesboro Brewing Company, the Raccoon Tap Room.
That is very forward-thinking on your part, exactly. City Fathers, how are they reacting to this? Are they in favor of what you're doing?
Yeah, the town...
I've heard talk.
Well, the town... Collingswood is a dry town.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to be respectful of the sensitivities around that. We're going to keep the hours scheduled, the way in which the town wishes to see those. But we're a manufacturing facility, and like I said, the heavy lifting was really done 7 years ago to change the ordinance to allow for a manufacturer of beer, a brewery in the location. And so there's slightly different rules when it comes to a dry town when it comes to manufacturing alcohol versus selling at retail.
Now you have a remarkable brewer here. Person that we spotlighted on PBS several months ago, Daniela. How is this going to impact on her? She's going to be hiring, or you are going to be hiring.
Correct.
I'm assuming at least one more person.
Yes. So we're building out our entire brew team. So she's at the helm. She's at the head. She will be still managing and controlling the new recipes, because all the beers that are brewed in Collingswood, New Jersey, will be unique to Collingswood, New Jersey. So that's part of the policy in New Jersey, is that any beer served in a tap room will have to be manufactured on site. So we will be manufacturing, and that's one of the reasons why we invested in the equipment in Collingswood, so that we could actually brew on site. We actually increased capacity twofold. So what they could brew when it was Devil's Creek, we can actually brew twice as much now. We brought in some larger tanks and increased the capacity. But we're still intending to be mostly distribution from retail on site. So those beers will not be distributed to bars and restaurants. That will still be Swedesboro Brewing on a larger scale.
Oh, that is great. Remarkable. And on top of that, the Trenton Thunder baseball team.
Yes, we're
seems
very.
I think a double A franchise, but
that's,
tell
that's
me about
right.
That. This is brand new.
Yes, and very exciting news. In fact, it just dropped last week, although behind the scenes we've been working on this for quite some time. We will be the exclusive craft beer garden at Trenton Thunder Stadium, a ballpark in Trenton, New Jersey. And we will have 12 beers on tap. It's roughly a 20 by 20 kiosk on the third baseline, and about a 200-foot beer garden. So there'll be standing room and tables and all kind of wonderful things. And it's a great place to see a ball game. They once were the minor league for the Yankees.
Yes.
They changed the rules on minor leagues right around COVID, and probably for the reason of COVID and the pandemic. So what they're now referred to as is the draft league. So what happens is scouts come, and they now can be drafted to many teams. So it's a very exciting place, and the players are always putting their all because they're looking to get to the next level. So it's a wonderful place. It's still kind of the old-fashioned way of seeing a game. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. Not the beers, not the hot dogs, not the popcorn. None of the things are going to break the bank when you go to Trenton Thunder's ballpark.
You know, the beautiful thing, I'm a big baseball fan, and I have to tell you, I am a Yankee fan, by the way. I'm in Philadelphia, Phillies country, but I have to apologize. My dad was born in the Bronx. I'm New Yorker. Okay? I can't help it. But minor league baseball has taken off, and in part because of the cost. As you mentioned, it's relatively inexpensive to buy a ticket to watch a good ball game. Yeah. And the Trenton Thunder plays great baseball.
And it's a beautiful stadium. Beautiful stadium.
I've been there.
Yeah, so it's done like a modern-day stadium, so it's very low and very quaint, very kind of historical-esque, if you will. Open, you know, sky or view to the town, so really nice ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. You know, you're familiar with the Delaware Beer Fest, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. I guess you heard the plans they have for this fall?
I have not.
They're moving into the Frawley Stadium in Wilmington next to Iron Hill Brewery.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So, and I know, you know, the Philadelphia Craft Beer, Wine, and Cocktail Festival is at Citizens Bank Park, which is a great location, by the way. But now we're seeing Delaware moving into a ballyard as well.
Yeah, and in Philadelphia, we've expanded into Philadelphia, so we've partnered with a distributor in Philadelphia. We're now in Philadelphia bars and restaurants, and we're doing Philadelphia Beer Fest. So we've done the Philadelphia Zoo Beer Fest, and we will continue to do that, as well as the Philadelphia, what they're calling the Philadelphia Beer Fest at the Armory.
Right, exactly, yeah. I think that's kind of new also, isn't it?
It is. In fact,
last year was the first?
That's right, correct.
Right. That's a New York, is that a New York company handling the?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I don't know much about them, but that's what I'd heard anyway. It's at the Armory,
23rd? Yeah, correct. And they manage the same, they manage the Philadelphia Zoo Festival as well.
Nice.
So they're very professional, well put together. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure for any of the breweries that participate, and cool. it's a lot of fun.
All right, we are going to close up, take another quick break, and then close up with Marvin Bowe from Swedesboro Brewing Company.
Tune in to the ultimate brew experience at Belfont Brewing Company Brandywine. From electrifying events to unforgettable beer, we're raising the bar. Discover the excitement at www.belfontbrewingco.com/brandywine.
And we're back with our final segment with Marvin Bowe from Swedesboro Brewing Company. And remember, check out their website, SwedesboroBrewing.com. And Marvin, the new site, is that running now?
It is running. It's still just our press release, but we will be alive when we go live either mid-May or June.
And that is going to be?
It's Raccoon Tap Room, so RaccoonTapRoom.com.
And as again, as I mentioned, we're here in early May, but I believe minor league baseball opens up a little bit later than Major League Baseball.
June 4th, and if anybody wants
that's
to attend,
home game,
that's
4th?
That's correct. And if anybody wants to attend the Trenton Thunder, our mascot Hoppy will be throwing out the first ball.
Everyone wants to know who is mascot Hoppy. You realize that, right? But we're not going to tell them, are we?
That's right.
Exactly. It's like the Philly fanatics. I heard there are 4 Philly fanatics.
That's the rumor. We don't know for sure.
Exactly right. I want to close by asking you this one last question. If there is anything that you would like to share with potential customers or supporters in this new location. Swedesboro is not Collingswood. Collingswood is not Trenton. You're going to get 3 different, possibly different clients to come in.
Yeah.
What would you say to these people coming in?
Well, first of all, we hope to continue the success that we've had in the tap room at Swedesboro in Collingswood, meaning we always put customer experience first. A lot of people think that that's weird that we don't put quality of our beer first. That should be a given at any brewery. But the experience when you come here and the vibe that you experience, people want to sit down, they make friends. One of our favorite stories is not the awards that we win, but the relationships that have been built in this tasting room. There's so many people that would have never cross circles, and now they meet up here routinely, and that's one of our favorite things, and we're hoping that we're the same kind of watering hole in Collingswood, New Jersey, as we are here in Swedesboro.
I said my last question, but I lied. I have one more. There have been changes in ordinances relating to breweries, what you can and can't do.
Yes.
They've eased quite a bit. They're not like what we see in other states, but you have to crawl before you walk
or correct
before you run. So is that impacting on events that you do here at Swedesboro, can do in Collingswood, and so on?
Yes and no. So Swedesboro Brewing Company has had a great relationship with the ABC since we've started. They've always been responsive, and one of the things that I tell people a lot, and it's just a matter of circumstance. We launched after the 2019 special rulings. We understood them when we planned out our brewery, so it didn't affect us as much as when things get taken away from you. And so I certainly understand the situation that other breweries had faced that we did not. Does it help? Sure, it helps, but we were functioning within the guidelines that existed. Were they challenging at times? Certainly. Were they unnecessary? Probably in some instances, like how many TVs you could have. I don't think that really impacts. And I come from, my background is healthcare regulations anyway. I work in the pharmaceutical space, so I'm negotiating and speaking with the FDA all the time. So I certainly understand regulations. But the regulations that we had seemed to, or the limitations that we had, seemed to focus more on entertainment and allowances to be a business than it was on the safety and well-being of the public, which is really the mission of the ABC. So I'm glad that they're easing up on the entertainment restrictions, but they're still holding true to the safety and well-being of the public, which is probably most critical in the role that they play.
Beautiful. Marvin Bowe again from Swedesboro Brewing. You can check out the website, swedesborobrewing.com. And I'm proud to say you're a good friend, and I've appreciated all you've done for me.
Gary, we've always appreciated having you here at Swedesboro.
See you next time. Take care, everyone.